Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. That cool snap in the air is so welcome after a particularly hot summer. And it may be my imagination, but I think that cool air carries the aroma of cooking food in a way that puts a smile on my face. Food smells better when it's nice and crisp outside. And Jerry Pellegrino, I'll ask you, what's going to be cooking in your kitchen?
Well, you know, it's soup time.
Yeah, it is.
For sure. Because I think that, you know, we've been deprived of that type of experience through the summer, and rightly so. But, you know, I think people get maybe intimidated about making soup. It can be a laborious process, but I think that there's some simple soups that you can make in the middle of fall that just make everybody happy.
I like to start by thinking about the broth of what I'm going to be working with. What do you like to do?
Yeah, so I think that broth-based soups are a good one because broth is the blank canvas. I mean, I don't expect everyone to be making stocks and things like that at home, especially nowadays with great number of easily available store-bought product.
Right.
But so that allows you to really now clean out the fridge.
Yes, indeed.
In my mind, right?
Yeah.
So as long as you have a box, like a quarter two of broth, anything you want to throw in there becomes soup. Again, I think it's real good to follow basics. Like if you're going to have onions and garlic, start by sauteing them in the soup pot first, sweeten them up, add the broth, and then just start poaching a plethora of things. What I will say, though, that takes the soup sort of over the top is the addition of, let's say, pastini or rice, like small pastas, orzo, those types of things. You know, in the last 15, 20 minutes, so the pasta cooks in the broth, absorbs a lot of that flavor, thickens your soup. And then, you know, you've gone from kind of like just a chicken noodle to sort of a more hearty, like Italian soup.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got a lot of squash in the market now. I mean, I think that it's super easy to cut a squash in half, scoop out the seeds, put a little butter, brown sugar, and just roast this thing in the oven, 45 minutes, probably at like 350 degrees, depending on the size. And once it's soft, you can scoop the flesh out, you can put it in a pot, and add a little stock if you want, or even just a little water, and use your immersion blender and puree this thing up, you know, heat it up on the stove. You can then add the spices that you like, especially baking spices, nutmeg, cinnamon, even sage, a little bit of cream to smooth it out. And again, boom, you've got sort of this beautiful squash soup, velvety texture. I mean, something that's truly sort of soul satisfying.
Do you think it matters the order you put the ingredients into it? Do you have any rules of thumb?
You know, things that cook quickly should go at the end, things that cook longer. I mean, you should always, like I said, if you're using onions and garlic, start by sauteing them so they're sweet. But no, I mean, I think that this can be a great playground to experiment with.
I like to put a little bit of wine in soup.
Yeah, I mean, as long as the alcohol cooks out, you know, it's... To me, like once you put wine in something, you've got to get the alcohol out.
Yeah.
And so as long as you put it in early enough so that alcohol boils off, that's great.
I always like the concept of the stone soup.
Yeah, exactly.
Where you just actually, like you said, you clear out the refrigerator.
You know, and there's so many
things.
It's the perfect time of year to do that.
It is. And if my celery has gotten a little soft, it doesn't matter.
It goes in the soup.
It goes in the
soup. And then all you need is a little bit of bread, maybe toast in the oven, spread a little butter or olive oil on that. And you can really serve a great meal just in a bowl of soup.
Well, we're going to put a couple of your recipes on the website. And you can check them out. It's at WYPR.org and look for Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.